It is time for us to check sports with Mike Cozzi. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. Well, what are we going to talk about?
Not much.
I know.
The Islanders beat Boston last night in overtime. That's a big win for them. That pulls them closer to the Capitals. The Caps have played two more games than the Islanders, so the Islanders are in good shape. And Boston's played three more games than the Islanders, and they're only two games behind them. So that was a big win for them last night. They're playing very consistent. They hit a little slump here and there, but they don't score a lot of goals, but they don't give up many either. Typical Lamoriello style. This team's kind of like the Devils of the mid-90s. So they're the team nobody wants to play because they don't give you up a lot of goals, but they don't score a lot, but they beat you.
All right. Now, is there any horse racing this weekend?
Yeah, we got some races. Starting down at Gulfstream for tomorrow. The 10th race is the Mr. Prospector, Grade 3, going 7 furlongs. Only draws 6 horses, but a couple of them are pretty good. Imperial Hint's the horse that got scratched out of the Breeders' Cup Sprint. And I was sitting next to the owner that day at Monmouth Park of the Breeders' Cup, and he had no idea why his horse got scratched. He was pretty mad that day. This horse shows up down here. He's 3 for 5, going 7 furlongs, working out real good at Tampa Bay Downs over a heavy track. Imperial Hint's going to be my top pick in here. XY Jet, Navarro's horse, shows up after not running since March over in Saudi Arabia. Navarro is off to a very un-Navarro start at Gulfstream Park. With 41 starts, he only has 3 wins. Can you think maybe he got his hand caught in a cookie jar finally?
Sounds like it.
So Imperial Hint's my top pick. My second choice will not be XY Jet. It's going to be the 6th, Diamond Ops. This horse likes the Gulfstream Park track. 5 starts with 4 wins. I think 7 furlongs suits this horse very well. And coming off 3 real good works at Palm Meadows for this race. So I'm going to go with the favorite Imperial Hint, and I'm going to go with the longest shot in the race, second longest shot in the race, the 6th, Diamond Ops, to make my exacta. From here, we're going to go down to Louisiana. They have quite a few stakes races there tomorrow. I got 3 to play. The 7th race is a 5.5 furlong sprint. Going to go right to the rail here, to the 1, Fast Boat. This horse runs big every time. A little versatility, has sat near the front at Fairgrounds, what I think he's going to have to do again tomorrow because there's not a whole lot of speed in here. And if there is a lot of speed, this horse goes way back and makes a big run. So, like I said, very versatile. So Fast Boat, the 1's going to be my top pick. My exact play is going to be the 5-horse Starve Kodiak. This horse has 3 turf starts, hit the board 3 times, and is 2 for 2 at the distance. So 1-5-5-1 exacta. In the Bonapaw, which is the 7th race at Fairgrounds tomorrow, the 11th race is the Buddy Dilberto Memorial, mile 16th on the turf, another stakes race here. 2 horses I'm looking at. 1 is the 2-horse Renaissance Frolic. This horse is coming off a 3-race win streak at 2 different tracks. 5-1 morning line makes this horse a nice play for me. And 2 horses I'm going to use with him are way out on the outside. The 12 Factor This, trained by Brad Cox, and the 13 Dot Matrix, trained by Brad Cox. So I'm going to go with the 2 Brad Cox horses to make up my exacta with my top play, Renaissance Frolic, and brings us to the 12th race on the card, which is around 6:20 our time. It's called the Tenacious. It's a 1.70 on the dirt. Again, another stakes race. 2 horses I'm looking here. 1 is the 2-horse Blended Citizen, trained by Brad Cox. This horse is coming off a real nice race at Churchill Downs coming into this race. This horse has not run on the dirt a lot, but the races this horse has run on the dirt are some pretty big races. The Bluegrass, the Peter Pan, the Belmont. He has been respectable in all those races. Drops back into some horses that he should take pretty easily. 5-1 morning line I think is a real nice play here for Blended Citizen. Exact the box. I'm going to go all the way to the outside here as well to the 10 Captivating Moon. Chris Block has this horse cross in it in the race that I just mentioned before on the turf. In case it rains down there, he gets an easy spot on the off-the-turf race. But he's not looking to duck. This horse is ready to run, has some nice works at Fairgrounds and Hawthorne coming into this race. Chris Block is doing pretty well down south this year, and I'm going to use him here at 8-1. So the 8, I'm sorry, the 2, Blended Citizen, is going to be my top play in the 12th race, and the 10, Captivating Moon, rounds up my exacta. So some nice opportunities to make a little extra Christmas money the last minute this weekend at Gulfstream and Fairgrounds.
All right, now let's get to our NFL picks because we have to do 6 of them.
I got mine written down.
All right, we're going to start with mine, and then you can tell me yours.
Sure.
I'm going to take the Texans over the Buccaneers. I am going to take the Bills over the Patriots. I'm going to take the 49ers over the Rams. That's Saturday's games. Sunday's games, I'm going to take the Steelers over the Jets. I'm going to take the Ravens over the Browns. And I'm going to take, I'm going to take the Chiefs over the Bears.
Wow, 6 games, and we only have 2 the same. That's a rarity.
Yeah.
So Saturday, I'm taking Tampa Bay over Texas. I'm going to take New England over Buffalo. It's at New England. New England's not as bad as people say they are, and taking San Francisco over the Rams.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, I'm going to take New Orleans, Baltimore, which we have the same, and I'm taking Seattle.
Oh, that's the game I missed. Yeah, Seattle. Yeah, well, those are good picks. What the heck? We'll see what happens.
I think the Jets have a shot to beat Pittsburgh this weekend.
In the NFL, I they do. Yes, they do.
Pittsburgh's been all but eliminated with the loss to Buffalo.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're going to show up or not.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
There'll be a lot of Steeler fans there.
Oh, there certainly will be. They travel well.
And if the Jets win, that stadium's going to be in shambles.
That's right. All right. Hey, have a good weekend. I'll speak to you on Monday.
Yes, sir. All have right, a great
Mike.
Weekend.
Take care.
Bye-bye now.
Mike Causey, check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.